Good morning.
It's
great to be with you all.
真是高兴又来到这里。
And I bring you greetings from Jefferson Park Baptist Church.
我把那个我们教会的问安带来。
Let me pray before I begin.
让我先祷告。
Our Father, we thank you for your word.
我们的天父，我们真是感谢你的话语。
I pray that you would be with me now.
我祷告你与我同在。
And I pray that you would give us ears to hear your word.
我祷告让每个人都有耳的就可以听到。
And hearts to trust you and to love your son Jesus Christ.
让我们的心能够信任你相信你的儿子耶稣基督。
In his name we pray. Amen.
奉基督的名祷告。Amen.
Well, 2 years ago, I preached from Revelation 4 and 5.
大概两年前的时候我来讲了启示录的第四和第五章。
And we saw three foundations for a faithful church.
我们看到了一个忠实教会的三个基石。
Focus on God himself.
专注于神。
Keep the cross central.
以十字架为中心。
And make the glory of God the goal of everything you do.
让我们所做的所有的事情都是为神，都是为了荣耀神。
So today I thought we could continue through Revelation.
所以今天呢我们来继续往下。
Where we see the breaking of the seven seals of the scroll.
让我们来看书卷上的七个封印的打开。
And I think as a whole, the book of Revelation answers three great questions.
整个来说这本启示录回答我们三个重要的问题。
Why so long?
为什么要这么久?
Why so hard?
为什么这么难?
And how could I make it?
我们如何能够才能走完属天的道路。
This book is written to Christians who are suffering.
这是写给在苦难中的基督徒的。
Who are being persecuted.
在被审判逼迫。
Who are being tempted to compromise and become like their surrounding culture.
或者是被试探变得跟周围的世界一样。
And they're asking if Jesus has already won the war and he's already reigning, why hasn't he come back yet?
所以我们的问题是如果耶稣已经赢了这个征战，他已经在掌管这个世界，为什么他还不回来呢
？Why so long？
为什么要这么久呢
？And if Jesus is in control, why are we suffering like this？
如果耶稣是在掌管一切的话，为什么我们会这么多的苦难呢
？Why so hard？
为什么这么难
？And if I have to wait so long and endure such intense suffering, how can I make it？
如果是要等这么久，然后这样的痛苦是切骨之痛的话。我们怎么可能走完呢
？These are the questions that Christians were asking near the end of the first century.
这些问题是在一世纪末的时候的基督徒问的问题。
And perhaps they're questions that some of us are asking even now.
可能也是我们弟兄姐妹现在在问的问题。
Maybe you're facing trials in your life.
也许你在经历苦难。
Sickness.
生病。
Disappointment.
失望。
Relational friction.
关系的紧张。
The loss of a loved one,
或者是亲爱的人的逝去。
Maybe you've lost a job or are suffering in other ways as a result of the pandemic.
也许你丢了你的工作，或者因为疫情你有别的问题。
Maybe you feel alone.
也许你感到很孤单。
Maybe you've seen other believers abandon their faith or the church.
也许你看到其他的门徒们放弃了他们的信仰，或者离开了教会。
Maybe you feel social or family pressure to do the same.
你在世界和家庭的压力之下也可能在想同样的事情。
Or you feel pressure to compromise.
或者你在压力之下可能就会要软弱。
Or even trapped in sin.
或者是你是被罪恶所捆绑。
Maybe you're facing an uncertain future.
或者你的将来没有确定。
Whatever the case, maybe you're asking, if Jesus reigns, why so long?
不管是什么样的情况也许你正在问如果耶稣是在掌管的话，为什么这么久
？Why so hard？
为什么有这么难
？And how can I make it？
我怎么能够做到呢
？Well, today we begin to find Revelation's answer to those questions as we read about the breaking of the seven seals.
今天我们开始回答这个问题。
And these seals seal up the scroll described in chapter 5.
这些封印封的是第五章里面讲到的神的书卷。
Chapter 5 begins with God sitting on the throne.
所以第五章开始的时候神是坐在他的宝座上。
And he's holding this scroll sealed with seven seals.
他手里拿着的是一个书卷上面有七个封印。
And the scroll represents history.
所以这个书卷是这个历史。
It represents God's plan for all that is to come.
是神的计划，从古到今，到将来。
Salvation and judgment and a new creation.
救恩、审判和新的创造。
And a mighty angel calls out, "Who is worthy to take the scroll and break its seals?"
所以那个大力的天使叫道，谁能够拿着这个书卷，然后打开这些封印呢？
But no one is worthy. There's no man or angel.
但是没有人配得，不管是人还是天使。
In other words, no one can bring God's plan to pass.
所以没有一个人能够行使神的计划。
So John begins to weep.
所以约翰开始哭泣。
But one of the elders, these angelic beings, comes to John.
所以有一个长老，这样一个天使来到约翰的面前。
And he says, "Weep no more, because the Lion of the tribe of Judah."
他说不要哭，看哪，犹大支派中的狮子。
The root of David.
大卫的根。
Has conquered, and he can open the scroll.
他已得胜，能以展开那书卷。
And so John looks for this conquering lion.
所以呢，约翰看着这个征服的狮子。
But instead he sees a lamb.
但是很奇怪的是，他看到的是一个羔羊。
Standing as though it had been slain.
站在那里，好像是一个被杀的羔羊。
So it's a sacrificial lamb.
所以是一个献祭的羔羊。
That's now risen from the dead.
已经从死里复活。
And the lamb goes forward and takes the scroll from the right hand of God.
所以这个羔羊从神的手中接过这个书卷。
And then all the heavenly host who had been worshiping God as creator,
所有的那个天上的天使在敬拜神。
Turns to the lamb and begins to sing a new song.
转向这个羔羊，开始唱一首新歌。
Worshiping the lamb as redeemer.
他们在颂赞这个羔羊是我们的救赎者。
And they say, "Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals."
你配拿那书卷，配揭开七印。
For you were slain.
因为你曾被杀。
And by your blood you ransomed people for God.
用自己的血从各族各方各民各国中买了人来。
From every tribe and tongue and people and nation.
叫他们归于神。
And you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God.
你是天国的祭司。
And they shall reign on the earth.
所以这些人将在世上掌权。
So the Lamb is Jesus.
所以这个羔羊就是耶稣。
Who alone is worthy and able to bring God's plan to pass.
所以他一个人就可以把神的计划来行使出来。
And he can do so because he was slain.
他之所以能做，是因为他是被杀的。
And even now Jesus has the scroll.
所以呢，现在呢，耶稣拿着这个书卷。
And he is the one who will open it and bring God's plan to pass.
所以呢，他是那个将打开这个书卷，来让神的计划实现的人。
But of course, in order for the scroll to be opened, the seven seals must be broken.
但是呢，在这个书卷上有七个封印，所以要打开这个呢，这所有七个印都要打开。
And so right from the start, we see that the seven seals answer at least in part the question, why so long?
所以这七个封印呢，可以让我们懂得为什么要这么长的时间。
The scroll cannot be opened until the seals are broken.
因为这个书卷是不能打开的，一直等到这七个封印都打开之后。
The seals are the necessary signs and judgments that are a part of God's plan.
所以这些封印呢是有必要的，这是神计划中的一部分。
Jesus will return on the day that the Father has fixed by His own authority. Jesus will return on the day the Father has fixed by His own authority, but the breaking of the seven seals must come first.
所以呢，耶稣呢，在神的那个所有的计划都实现了之后，他就会回来。
So what does the breaking of the seven seals bring about?
所以这七个封印是什么意思呢？
Well, in chapter 6, verse 1, it says, "Now I watched when the Lamb opened one of the seven seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures say with a voice like thunder, 'Come.'"
第六章的第一节，我看见羔羊揭开七印中第一印的时候，就听见四活物中的一个活物声音如雷说，你来。
And then John sees a white horse with a rider, with a bow and a crown, who comes out conquering and to conquer.
所以呢，约翰说，我就观看，见有一匹白马，骑在马上呢，拿着弓，并有冠冕赐给他，他便出来，胜了又要胜。
I think this horseman is probably an angelic figure.
所以这个呢，可能是一个天使。
Alluding back to the horsemen who patrol the earth in Zechariah chapter 1.
这跟那个撒迦利亚书里面的第一章里面讲的那个天使一样。
And he's clearly sent forth under God's authority because one of the living creatures summons him.
所以呢，他传播的呢是神给他的一个权柄。
But I think the conquest he brings about is a negative thing.
但是这个得胜其实是一个负面的事情。
Just like the next three seals.
就像后面的三个封印一样。
Also, for reasons that I hope will become clear as we go, I don't think this is necessarily future.
所以呢，希望大家能够看明白的是，这些事情讲的其实不是将来。
I think the first five seals are actually depictions of what we see throughout history.
所以前面的五个封印其实是我们在历史上已经看到的。
During the whole span of time between Jesus' first and second comings.
所以呢，是在耶稣的第一次来和第二次再来之间的事情。
And this angelic conqueror ultimately represents the authority to conquer being granted to human conquerors.
所以这个得胜者其实是说他把这些得胜的权柄给了世上的君王们。
And so mediated through angelic powers, there are Roman Caesars.
所以呢，在罗马的时候呢，是有凯撒大帝。
There's men like Genghis Khan or Napoleon.
后来又有成吉思汗，后来又有拿破仑。
And many other great leaders and conquerors through history.
还有这世上很多很有名的领导人。
And they only do so with the authority that they're given.
他们之所以能够这样，是因为神给了他们这样的权柄。
And God grants that authority because no matter how evil they may be, it's part of His plan.
神给他们这些权柄，尽管他们很多人都是非常的阴险毒辣，但是都是神的计划。
As Daniel chapter 2 verse 21 says, God changes times and seasons, He removes kings and sets up others.
就像但以理书第二章二十一节说到，他改变时候、日期、废王、立王，将智慧赐予智慧人，将知识赐予聪明。
In verse 3, John continues that when the Lamb opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, Come.
所以在第三节揭开第二印的时候，我听见第二个活物说：“你来。”
And then comes a bright red horse with a rider bearing a great sword.
就另有一匹马出来是红的，有权柄给了那骑马的。
And this rider takes peace from the earth so that people slay one another.
所以这个人呢，这个天使呢，他是把世上的和平拿掉，所以人们开始互相残杀。
In other words, he brings about war.
所以他是带来战争的。
And it's probably connected to the conquest that went before it.
这个大概跟前面的那个征服者是相关的，因为征服就要打仗。
And it reminds us that spiritual beings can instigate human conflicts.
所以这说明呢，所以是很多时候天使属灵的事情可以挑起争端。
In verse 5, John continues that when the Lamb opened the third seal, he heard the third living creature say, Come.
然后揭开第三印的时候，我听见第三个活物说，你来。
And he sees a black horse with a rider holding a pair of scales.
这次来的是一个黑马，上面骑的人手里拿着天平。
And this rider brings forth famine on the earth.
所以这个天使给世界上带来饥荒。
Verse 6 means that the prices of wheat and barley are very high.
所以第六节讲的是小麦跟大麦的价格无比的高。
And wine and oil are so expensive you can't even touch them.
酒和油这么贵我们都不可能买得起。
And so whether resulting from war or political mismanagement,
不管是战争或者是政治的错误
or natural disasters or bad weather,
或者是天灾人祸
the result is great scarcity.
结果就是缺乏。
In verse 7, John sees the fourth seal opened and he hears the voice of the fourth living creature say, Come.
第七节讲到第四印揭开的时候听见第四个活物说你来。
And he sees a pale horse.
他看到一匹灰色的马。
Whose rider's name is death.
骑马的名字叫做死。
And Hades followed him.
阴府也随着他。
And they are granted authority to bring death to 1/4 of the earth.
他们有权柄可以杀死世上四分之一的人。
By sword and famine and pestilence and wild beasts.
用刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫、野兽。
This seems to be the culmination of the three that went before it.
这看起来好像是前面三件事情的后面的一个大的后果。
Whether by conquest, war, famine, pestilence, or wild beasts, the result is widespread death.
不管是征服、战争、饥荒、瘟疫，最后都是大量的人的死亡。
Now you might wonder about this number 1/4 and whether it's literal or symbolic.
我就在想，这四分之一是一个真正的数字呢，还是一个象征性的意思？
Well, later in Revelation, you'll notice that the proportions increase.
但是在启示录后面，你会发现这个比例开始增加。
For example, in chapter 8, the plagues brought about by trumpets affect 1/3.
所以在第八章的时候，吹号的时候，影响的是三分之一。
So there's this intensification.
所以呢，这些事情是越来越激烈。
And I think 1/4 is symbolic for widespread death.
所以四分之一可能指的是只是一个象征，很多人的死亡。
But it's not yet as bad as it could be.
但是呢，事情只会越来越糟。
And again, I think these four judgments represent the current situation on earth.
所以我认为这四个封印打开的时候是象征着世上现在的情况。
These things are characteristic of this whole age.
这些事情是这个世界的特征。
And it's because we're in a sin-sick world that lies under God's curse.
因为我们现在是在罪所捆绑的世界，是在神的诅咒之下。
Sin reigns in the hearts of men.
罪在我们的心中作王。
And death reigns through sin.
所以死亡就通过这罪来管理这个世界。
And through this vision, we believers are reminded that as long as we're in this world,
所以有这个看法的话，我们知道，只要我们在这个世上的时候，
we'll be surrounded by conquest, war, famine, and death.
我们就是被这些事情所包围。
We're going to suffer through these things just like everybody else.
我们就会跟所有的人一样经历这些苦难。
But these are not signs that Jesus isn't in control.
但这些并不是说明耶稣不在掌权。
In fact, he's telling us that this is exactly what to expect.
反过来，这正是说明耶稣在掌权。
They're simply the necessary signs and judgments that must take place according to God's plan.
这些事情就是根据神的计划必须要发生。
In fact, this reminds me of what Jesus said in Matthew 24.
这提醒了我说耶稣在马太福音第二十四章。
When his own disciples asked, "Tell us, when will these things be? How long?"
当他的门徒们问他，请告诉我们什么时候有这些事？你降临和世界的末了有什么征兆呢
？And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?
你来的征兆是什么样的
？And in verse 6 and following,
在第六节以后。
Matthew records that Jesus said, "You will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not alarmed, for this must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various places." Right? So conquest, war, and famine. And then Jesus says, "All these are but the beginning of the birth pains." Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. So, martyrdom. And by the way, look ahead to the fifth seal. And then many will fall away and betray one another and hate one another, and many false prophets will arise and lead many astray. And because lawlessness will be increased, the love of many will grow cold. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations.And then the end will come.
所以这是耶稣的回答。他说：“你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们，因为将来有好些人冒我的名来说我是基督，并且要迷惑许多人。你们也要听见打仗和打仗的分声，总不要惊慌，因为这些事是必须有的，只是末期还没有到。民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多处必有饥荒、地震，这些都是生产之难的起头。”那时人要把你们陷在患难里，也要杀害你们，你们又要为我的名被万民恨恶。那时必有许多人跌倒，也要彼此陷害，彼此恨恶，且有好些假先知起来迷惑多人， 只因不法的事增多，许多人的爱心才渐渐冷淡了。唯有忍耐到底的，必然得救。这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
So I think these seals correspond to the very same things Jesus warned his own disciples about.
所以这些封印就是耶稣已经警告过他的门徒们。
They're the things that they would experience, and they're things that we continue to experience.
这些是他们的经历，也是我们的经历。
That's why I say they're characteristic of this whole age.
所以这就是这个世界的样子。
But notice that Jesus also calls them the beginning of the birth pains.
但是要注意到，这里面耶稣说这些是生产之难的开始。
Think about how the birth of a child is painful, but leads to great joy.
我们要记得，生孩子的时候是过程是非常痛苦的，但是结果是非常美好。
And in the same way, these trials that we now face are painful.
所以同样来看，我们现在经历的苦难是非常痛苦的。
But God's in control.
但是神是在控制的。
God has a plan.
神有一个计划。
And in the end, there will be great joy.
在最后的时候，我们有大大的喜乐。
Now in verse 9, John tells us that when Jesus opened the fifth seal,
第九节，所揭开第五印的时候，
he saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the witness they had borne.
我看见在祭坛底下有为神的道并为做见证被杀之人的灵魂。
Jesus spoke of martyrs in Matthew 24.
所以在马太福音第二十四章的时候，耶稣也讲到殉道者。
And now John sees their souls.
现在约翰看到了他们的灵魂。
Just imagine the souls of men like Stephen from Acts 8.
如果我们记得的话，在《使徒行传》第八章里面的斯提凡。
James, John's brother.
雅各，约翰的哥哥。
Even Paul the apostle.
还有保罗。
Men and women slain for the word of God and the witness they had borne.
男男女女为神被杀。
So not only do Christians suffer along with everybody else in this fallen world,
所以我们基督徒不仅是要经历世上的这些苦难，
but Christians are often the special targets of those in rebellion against our King.
但是有的时候我们会更加被这世上 来攻击。
And these martyrs are crying out, O sovereign Lord, holy and true, how long until you avenge our blood?
这些殉道者大声喊着说，圣洁真实的主啊，你不审判住在地上的人，给我们生流血的冤，要等到几时呢？
When will you, the God of justice, bring about justice on the earth?
你什么时候把你的公正的审判带到这地上呢？
Amazingly, even the saints in heaven are asking the same question as we do on earth.
所以说，不仅是我们在地上的人问这个问题，在天上的那些圣徒也在问同样的问题。
How long, O Lord?
要等多久呢？
And look at the answer they're given.
让我们看看他们得到的答案。
They're given a white robe and told to rest a little longer.
他们有白衣赐给他们个人，叫他们说还要安息片时。
Until the number of their fellow servants is complete, who were to be killed as they themselves had been.
等着一同做仆人的和他们的弟兄也像他们被杀，满足了数目。
So on one hand, they're given a white robe.
所以在一面，他们是给了一件白衣。
And this is assurance that their vindication is certain, and that God has already accepted them.
跟他们说，你们要放心，神已经接受了你们。
But they're told to wait.
但是叫他们等待。
And they're not told exactly why.
也没有告诉他们为什么。
But only that God has a plan.
只是告诉他们，神是有一个计划的。
And that plan extends to the exact number of how many martyrs there will be.
这个计划的关键是有多少人来为主殉道。
And only then the end will come.
只有那个时候，末世才到。
In verse 12, John says, when the Lamb opened the sixth seal,
在第十二节，当羔羊揭开第六个印的时候，
I looked and behold, there was a great earthquake.
我又看见地大震动。
And the sun became black as sackcloth.
日头变黑像毛布。
The full moon became like blood.
满月变红像血。
And the stars of the sky fell to the earth as the fig tree sheds its winter fruit when shaken by a gale.
天上的星辰坠落于地，如同无花果树被大风摇动，落下未熟的果子一样。
And with this seal, I think we're brought right to the verge of the end.
所以第 第六个印打开的时候，我们就是很快就接近了这个结尾的时候。
It's as if creation itself is coming undone.
就好像整个这个创造被撤销、被回转。
And the foundations of the earth are coming unglued.
这个地的根基开始动摇。
And with it comes this aching dread.
所以呢，这样呢，心里就有一种这种痛苦的这种犹豫。
As the inhabitants of the earth realize that they will meet their maker.
所以这个时候就是说，我们都要见到我们的创造者。
Listen as I read verses 15 through 17.
下面我读第十五到第十七节。
Then the kings of the earth and the great ones and the generals and the rich and the powerful and everyone, slave and free, hid themselves in the caves and among the rocks of the mountains, calling to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who is seated on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath has come, and who can stand?
十五到十七节，地上的君王、臣宰、将军、富户、壮士和一切为奴的、自主的，都藏在山洞和岩石穴里，向山和岩石说：“倒在我们身上吧，把我们藏起来，躲避做宝座者的面目和羔羊的愤怒，因为他们愤怒的大日到了，谁能站得住呢？”
This also reminds me of what Jesus says in Matthew 24.
这也提醒我，耶稣在马太福音二十四章里面说的。
In verses 29 through 31, he says.
在马太福音的二十四章二十九到三十一节，他说
：“Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then will appear in heaven the sign of the Son of Man, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory.”
那些日子的灾难一过去，日头就变黑了，月亮也不放光，众星要从天上坠落，天势都要震动。那时人子的兆头要显在天上，地上的万族都要哀哭，他们要看见人子有能力有大荣耀驾着天上的云降临。他要差遣使者用号筒的大声将他的选民从四方从天这边到天那边都招聚了来。
So all the tribes and all the great ones and everyone slave and free will mourn and fear.
所以呢，地上所有的人，不管是自主的还是做为奴的，都会痛苦。
Because the great day of the Lamb's wrath has come, and who can stand?
因为神那愤怒的日子将要到来，我们谁能站立得住？
The world which judged and crucified Jesus will now be judged by him.
这个把耶稣钉在十字架的世界将要被他来审判。
And every evil deed will be brought to light.
每做的一件罪恶的事情都要到日头之下。
No king is so strong as to be above the law.
没有一个国王能够凌驾在法律之上。
And no slave is so lowly as to escape notice.
也没有一个为奴的这么不重要，神不会注意到。
There will be no more mountains to hide under.
没有山可以躲藏。
And no more hills to flee to.
没有山坡可以逃去。
We will all stand before the one who sees our hearts.
我们都站在那个看见人心的主的面前。
And knows everything we've ever thought, said, or done.
他知道我们的每一个想法，每说的一句话和每做的一件事情。
As Hebrews 4:13 says.
就像希伯来书第四章十三节说
And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give an account.
并且被造的没有一样在他面前不显然的，原来万物在那与我们有关系的主眼前都是赤露敞开的。
And that's why they ask, who can stand before this holy God?
就是他们为什么问，在这个圣洁的主面前谁能够站立得住呢？
And that's really the question we should be asking.
我们应该天天问这样的问题。
Not just why so long or why so hard.
不是说为什么这么长，为什么这么难。
But how can I make it? And how can I stand on that last day?
最重要的问题是我们在主的面前如何能够站立得住呢？
Well, that's the question that chapter 7 answers.
这个问题是在第七章来解答的。
It's an interlude between the sixth and the seventh seal.
这是在第六和第七个封印之间的插曲。
And in chapter 7, verse 1, John sees these four angels holding back the four winds of the earth.
所以第七章的第一节呢，约翰看到四位天使站在四角，掌管四方的风。
And I think these winds represent the storm of God's coming wrath.
所以这些风指的是神来的时候的震怒。
But in verses 2 and 3, John sees another angel telling these four angels to wait.
所以在第二和第三节，约翰看到有一个天使叫这四个天使先等一等。
To wait until we have sealed the servants of God on their foreheads.
他要等到他们把神拣选的仆人的额头印了封印之后。
In other words, some are sealed and protected.
所以呢，有一些呢是有神的印，他们是被保护的。
And this is represented by a stamp of God's ownership on their foreheads.
所以呢，这个呢是说在我们的前额上有神的一个封印。
And once again, this reminds me of Matthew 24.
这又让我想起马太福音的第24章。
Where right after Jesus says that some will mourn when they see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven.
当耶稣说很多人都要哭的时候。
He says that the Son of Man will send out his angels with a loud trumpet call. And they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other.
他说他要差遣使者用号筒的大声将他的选民从四方从天这边到天那边都召聚了来。
So the sealed are also the elect ones.
所以呢这些有封印的呢就是被拣选的。
And of course, we just had a presidential election where Americans elected a president.
所以呢在这里呢我们刚刚经过了一个大选选了一个美国总统。
Well, we don't elect God.
但是我们不选神。
But he elects us.
神选我们。
And who does God choose?
所以神选什么样的人呢
Well, in verse 4, John says, I heard the number of the sealed.
在第四节他说我听见以色列人中各支派受印的数目。
144,000 sealed from every tribe of the sons of Israel.
144,000从以色列的每一个支派当中。
Now, when you hear that, you probably first think of the biological descendants of Abraham.
所以呢，当你听到这个时候，你第一个想到的就是从生物上来看，从亚伯拉罕生出来的子孙们。
But remember in chapter 5 how John heard of a conquering lion.
但是记得在第五章当中，约翰看到了一个征服的狮子。
But then he looked and he saw something very surprising.
但是当他看的时候，他被惊讶了。
A sacrificial lamb.
因为他看到的不是狮子，而是一个赎罪的羔羊。
And of course, the point is that Jesus is the lion and the lamb.
当然，我们知道的，耶稣他既是狮子，也是羔羊。
He conquers like a lion by sacrificing himself like a lamb.
他像狮子一样的征服，但是是通过他像羔羊一样的死亡。
Well, in the same way, we hear about the Lamb's people as the 144,000 of Israel.
所以当我们听到说是有144,000的神的子民的时候。
But in verse 9, John looks.
但是在第九章里面他看的时候。
And he sees a great multitude that no one could number from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages.
他说看到有许多的人没有人能数过来。从各国各族各民各方来的。
And so I think the 144,000 sealed of Israel is this great multitude from all nations.
所以这样看来的话，那144,000的以色列人其实是世上的万民被拣选。
And the point is that Jesus has redeemed, sealed, and saved them all.
所以呢，耶稣基督呢已经是拣选了，并且盖了封印，把他们都救了下来。
There's a perfect number. 144,000.
144,000是一个完美的数字。
Every single one of the children of Abraham.
所以每一个真正的亚伯拉罕的子孙。
It's not 143,999.
不是143,999.
Not a single one is lost.
没有一个是丢失的。
God knows how to rescue His people from trials.
所以神呢，他是把他的子民从苦难中救赎出来。
And wars and famine and death.
从战争，从饥荒，从死亡当中。
And it's not ultimately about your grip on God.
最终来说，不是我们抓得住神，
but his grip on you.
还是神抓住了我们。
Jesus' people are sealed.
耶稣的子民们是已经被封印了的。
But Jesus' people are also a great multitude whom no one can number.
所以耶稣的子民也是这么多的人，没有人能够数得过来。
From every tribe and tongue and people and nation.
从每一个国家、每一个族、每一个人民当中。
These are the true sons of Abraham.
这些是亚伯拉罕真正的子孙。
As Isaiah 49:6 says, it was a far too small a thing that Jesus should save Israel alone.
所以呢，在以赛亚书里面讲到说，如果耶稣只救以色列这个小族的话，那人实在是太少了。
But he is a light to the nations.
所以呢，他是万国的光。
And his salvation should stretch to the ends of the earth.
所以他的救恩直到地极。
And then, as the heavenly hosts see the greatness of this salvation.
所以当看到这样的大救恩的时候。
And they see this great multitude standing before God in white robes.
所以看到这么多的人都穿着白衣。
With palm branches in their hands.
手里拿着棕榈枝。
And praising their Savior.
赞美他们的救主。
It says in verses 11 and 12.
在十一和第十二节
that all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures.
众天使都站在宝座和众长老并四活物的周围
and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God.
在宝座前面伏于地敬拜神
saying Amen.
说阿门
blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might.Be to our God forever and ever.
颂赞、荣耀、智慧、感谢、尊贵、权柄、大力都归于我们的神，直到永永远远。
But you might still be wondering, who exactly does God choose?
但是你可能还在想，神到底选谁呢？
I know it's a great multitude from all nations, but I don't know if God chooses me.
我知道神会选很多很多人从各国当中，但我怎么知道神拣选我呢？
Well, look at verses 13 and 14.
我们看第十三、第十四节。
Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these, clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?"
长老中有一位问我说：“这些穿白衣的是谁？是从哪里来的？”
I said to him, "Sir, you know."
我对他说：“我主，你知道。”
And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation."
他向我说：“这些人是从大患难中出来的。”
They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
曾用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白净。
Now I think the great tribulation in this context refers to all the turmoil brought about by the first six seals.
所以这里的大患难指的是前面六个封印打开的时候的所有的问题。
It's all the tribulation and suffering that all Christians endure throughout this whole age.
各种各样的患难和痛苦，在我们这些年来我们经历过的。
For example, it's what Jesus told the church in Smyrna about back in chapter 2.
就像在第二章中讲到的斯美拿的教会。
When he said, behold, the devil's about to throw some of you into prison.
他说，魔鬼会把你们放到监牢里面。
That you may be tested.
所以你要被试炼。
And for 10 days you will have tribulation.
所以呢，你有经过十天的大苦难。
Be faithful unto death.
他说你要忠诚到死。
And I will give you the crown of life.
我会把生命的冠冕赐给你。
The one who conquers will not be hurt by the second death.
说得胜的不会被第二次的死亡来战胜。
So you know God's chosen you if you endure to the end.
所以你知道神拣选了你，如果你能够坚持到底。
But secondly and more foundationally.
所以第二个更加根本的是。
The angel says,These have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
这里说到，用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白净。
So those who are sealed and chosen are also those who've washed their robes in the Lamb's blood.
所以呢，这些人呢，是在羔羊的宝血里面把自己的衣裳洗白净。
You see, we can't see into God's eternal decree of election.
所以呢，我们看不透神的拣选。
But we can know this.
但是我们知道一件事情。
First, if you've washed your robes and made them white in Jesus' blood, then God has chosen you.
如果你在神的宝血里把你的衣裳洗白净了，那神必定是拣选了你。
And that should give you great confidence.
这样给你有信心。
Because the very grace of God that chose you is the grace that will keep you.
所以神拣选你的恩典也是神保存你的恩典。
But secondly, if you've not washed your robes,
但是呢，如果你还没有把你的衣裳洗净，
God invites you to.
神邀请你来。
That invitation is to all without exception.
这个邀请是对所有的人的，没有例外。
And your garments are stained with sin.
你现在的衣裳上必定是沾满了鲜血。
And no good works can wash them clean.
没有你什么样的好的事工工作可以把这些罪恶洗净。
No passing time will diminish the stain.
时间不会让这些罪恶的血迹减少一点点。
But Jesus' blood can wash away sin.
但是神的血可以洗掉这些罪恶。
So will you trust him?
你要不要信任他？
Chapter 6 asks, when the great day of his wrath comes, who can stand?
所以在第六章说到，当这个大愤怒来的时候，谁能站立得住呢？
Chapter 7 answers, those who've washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb will stand.
所以第七章说，那些在主的宝血当中把自己衣裳洗净的人，他们站立得住。
And then look at the salvation they receive.
我们看看他们得到的救恩。
I'll read verses 15 through 17.
我要读第15到第17节。
Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd. And he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
所以他们在神宝座前昼夜在他殿中侍奉他，坐宝座的又用帐幕庇护他们，他们不再饥，不再渴，日头和炎热也必不伤害他们，因为宝座中的羔羊必牧养他们，领他们到生命水的泉源，神也必擦去他们一切的眼泪。
It's like Psalm 23, but with a lamb as the shepherd.
就像是诗篇的23章。但是我们的牧者是一个羔羊。
And now in a place with no more enemies,
所以在这个世上不再有敌人。
No more danger,
不再有危险。
No more sorrow,
不再有悲伤。
God himself will wipe away the tears from their eyes.
神擦去我们一切的眼泪。
And you see, this is why Paul can say,
这就是为什么保罗可以说到。
For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory which shall be revealed.
说这些在世上的苦难跟神我们将来的那个荣耀来比的话，能算得了什么呢？
And when we ask, Lord, why so long, so should we.
当我们问神为什么这么长的时候，我们也要有保罗这样的眼光。
Now before I close, I know some of you are asking, but what about the seventh seal?
我知道我结束之前有人要问了，那第七个封印是什么呢？
But you'll have to wait for chapter 8 for that.
但是你要等到第八章的时候才有第七个封印。
But when it's broken, there's 30 minutes of silence as all heaven waits for the scroll itself to be unrolled.
所以呢，当那个第七个印打开的时候呢，将有很长时间的一个安静期。
And as it is, the rest of the book of Revelation gives more of an answer to our questions: Why so long? Why so hard? And how can I make it?
所以在这个书卷打开的时候，这个启示录将继续回答我们的问题：为什么这么久？为什么这么难？我们能不能站立得稳？
But for today, the seals show us that no matter how chaotic this world seems,
但是今天的这些经文告诉我们，不管这个世界有多么的混乱，
Jesus is in control.
耶稣是掌权的。
And no matter how great the tribulation is that the breaking of the seals brings,
不管这些封印打开的时候，我们的患难有多么的大，
God seals us, and he will not let us go.
神把我们拣选了，他不会让我们走开的。
And no matter how long the wait may feel,
不管我们要等多久，
Jesus will come back on the day God has appointed.
耶稣在神定的日子必定回来。
And it will be worth it in the end.
这个等待是值得的。
So be patient.
所以我们要忍耐。
Persevere.
坚持到底。
And be always abounding in the work of the Lord.
让我们在神的事工当中每天丰富充足。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray. Oh God, we thank you for the hope that you've given us in Christ.
神啊，我们真是感谢你通过耶稣基督给我们的盼望。
Thank you that he already reigns.
谢谢你，他已经掌权。
That he has already taken the scroll.
他已经拿了书卷。
That he is already breaking its seals.
他已经在打开这些封印。
That the day will come when he returns.
所以，他回来的日子。
When he, as the Lamb, is our shepherd.
他是羔羊，也是我们的牧者。
And when you wipe away every tear from our eyes.
他从我们的心中抹去我们的眼泪。
Oh God, give us grace to be patient.
让我们在你的恩典中有耐心。
And to persevere.
坚持到底。
It's in Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名我们祷告。Amen. Amen.